One of the negatives of me being on Lake of the Woods yesterday was that I was not in Fargo-Moorhead when Minnesota Speaker of the House Paul Thiessen was in Moorhead having an education roundtable with Ben Lean and Paul Marquardt and all these other great guys who represent this area very well in the Minnesota legislature. So I figured today, since I'm back here in Fargo, I would see if I could get Speaker Thiessen on our program to kind of recap what he did yesterday and talk about, as well, the special session that's coming up for the Minnesota legislature. So welcome to the program, Speaker of the House Paul Thiessen, to the Mike McPhee
Show. Thank you for having me.
You bet. How are you doing? I haven't talked to you for a while. Everything okay?
Everything. I've had a great summer, actually. So
good.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious. I haven't caught up with you for a while. How did the education roundtable go yesterday? Ben Lean, Paul Marquardt, you know, those folks that we know so well and that do such a great job for rural Minnesota. We're in on that, Paul. What happened?
Yeah, well, it was a good roundtable. You know, the nice thing about coming to Moorhead for an education roundtable is you have the chair of the K-12 committee, Paul Marquardt, who really put the vision of this education bill in place, and Ben Lean, who sits on the Higher Ed Committee, did a great job. So I kind of just had to sit back and let them take it. But it was a really great, it was a good event. You know, we had a lot of really good stuff to talk about. We made a very significant investment in education. That's what we heard from voters last year. And that and property tax relief, which we also delivered on. But all-day kindergarten, you know, Representative Marquardt was telling the story. I think it was actually on your program a couple days ago. He was talking to the superintendent there in Moorhead, and when she said they were moving to all-day kindergarten, you know, there was a standing round of applause in the audience. And so I think that that's something people know is going to make a difference for kids, investment in early childhood education, and then freezing college tuition. So really making a big push on education in the state. And we think, and I think most Minnesotans understand that that's been our ticket to success in the state.
Well, and I think the way that I've always looked at it, and I know that others do as well, but education isn't a cost. It is an investment. That it's something that if you put money in at the front end and make sure that whether it's elementary school kids or kindergartners or high schoolers or college students in Minnesota, if we educate them and spend some money up front, we're going to get that back in the back end. It's going to make us a profit at the end, Representative Thiessen. And I think you see the world the same way, that it's an investment, not a cost. And we need to stop looking at it that it's a cost.
No, I think that that's absolutely right. I mean, putting money in, you know, isn't all of the answer. You got to make sure it's being used effectively. And that's one of the things that Representative Marquardt did a great job this last session, is making sure that there's accountability attached to it. But I also know that if you don't put money in, you're not going to get the return on the investment that we really need in Minnesota. So I absolutely agree with you.
Paul Thiessen, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He's the Speaker of the House in the great state of Minnesota. News this morning came out about a special session being held. Democrats, Republicans having to agree on a special session. Your thoughts there? There's, you know, believe it or not, there's some sniping going back and forth, mostly from the Republican side of the aisle about the special session. But where do we sit there? What's going to happen in the special session?
Well, the special session, I mean, the good news is we are going to have a special session to get relief to these these counties across Minnesota. Who've been damaged by the weather, by flooding, and by some serious storms. And, you know, folks up there certainly understand the importance of getting that assistance from the state when they go through things like that. So this is to match the federal dollars that are coming in. And that was our first and top priority, and we're going to do that. There was some discussion in the last couple of weeks leading up to it as to whether more things would be included. You know, I was a proponent of including one additional thing, which was closing a sales tax that was imposed on the repair of farm equipment, forestry equipment. And I thought that a couple things. One is we have enough money in our bottom line and kind of the checkbook that we had left over after the last session to pay for that. And secondly, there's a lot of areas around the state. I mean, some ag areas are doing very well, but there's some, especially the livestock industry, that's continuing to struggle because of some of the weather-related earlier in the year. And I guess heard recently that some parts of western and central Minnesota now are, it said again, getting too dry. We thought delivering some of that relief to farmers made a lot of sense. The Republicans, you know, were okay with that, but they were insisting on, you know, about over $300 million in tax cuts in order to do the deal. That didn't make sense, you know, right now, because they didn't come up with any way to pay for it. And what they really wanted to do is just take the money out of the reserve and figure it out later. And that's how we've been budgeting for years in Minnesota. That's gotten us into trouble. You know, I'm not willing to go there. If we're going to do something, we ought to pay for it. And so at the end of the day, you know, because this relief is important to get out to people, because we want to act quickly on that, it was decided let's limit it to that, and we'll deal with some of these tax issues when we come back next February.
Well, and I think that's the fair way to look at it. It almost seemed to me at some point like there were some Republicans wanting to relive the legislative session all over again. Yeah. You know, not
open the entire budget. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Reopen everything, and to me that didn't make sense. I mean, it's over. It's done with. Move forward. And then the second part of it is what you also brought up, Speaker Thiessen, was that they never came up with a way to pay for it. They want to cut, they want to do this, they want to stop this, do that, but they never come up with a way to pay for it. So to me, it just didn't make any sense. They're trying to make the scope of it far too broad and make it into a political game instead of a very functional, practical special session. Agree?
I think you hit the nail exactly on the head. And you know, so the good news for Minnesota, especially those communities hit by the weather-related events this summer, is that they're going to get the relief they need to pay their local share, and they can start getting, you know, their feet back under them. And that's what our primary job in this particular circumstance is.
Minnesota Speaker of the House Paul Thiessen, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO. There's also something that came up that was brought to my attention earlier today, Representative Thiessen, the Legislative Commission on Planning and Fiscal Policy. Which sounds like a big, very confusing thing, but this group met to talk about the sequestration effect on states. And one thing that I've talked a lot about on this program is, you know, we hear a lot about the effect of sequestration on certain things, but we don't always hear where it hits the closest to home. And I assume that some of what was talked about today at this were some of those things that are affecting folks closest to home when it comes to sequestration cuts.
Yeah, I mean, we really wanted to understand, you know, what this means in Minnesota, both for, you know, the economy and for individual families, as well as, you know, the potential impacts it could have on our state budget. You know, so we heard from, you know, Head Start's been in the paper a lot about this, and, you know, an effective program that gets a lot of kids, ready for school, you know, and that's going to see a fairly significant decrease as a result of this federal sequestration in Minnesota. We talked to the military folks, our National Guard, who had, for the last 6 weeks, all of our full-time National Guard folks have taken a 20% pay cut, taking money right out of our economy, especially those areas of Minnesota that have a pretty substantial population of folks who do that full-time. That has an impact. Plus, these are, you know, people serving our country, like, kind of not the right direction to go with regard to them. I heard a lot about housing. One thing that was perhaps the most striking was the impact it's going to have on nutrition, senior nutrition programs. So Meals on Wheels, this congregate dining, Lutheran Social Services was there and said, as a result of the sequestration, what we're going to see is, you know, maybe up to 20 to 25 locations in rural, you know, small rural communities closing down their congregate dining facilities just because they don't have the resources to address it. So, it is having an impact. Now, the good news for Minnesota is, we're 49th on the list of states in terms of the amount of money we get from the federal government per capita. Interestingly, North Dakota, you know, a Republican state, is number 11 in the amount of per capita dollars flowing from the federal government to North Dakota. So they're getting a lot more from the government than Minnesotans.
I think it's about 2-1, isn't it?
For other people to work with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the impact is a little bit less on us. We're a little bit more protected from it because, you know, we just don't have as much exposure to federal spending as most other states do. But it is going to hit those particular programs pretty hard. The other thing that was striking to me is contrasting the gridlock that you see at the federal level with what we were able to accomplish this year in St. Paul. You know, early childhood education made significant new investments that will kind of mitigate the impact of the federal gridlock. In housing, we made a significant new investment that will mitigate the impact of cuts to federal housing programs. So just that contrast between a government that actually works and is making progress, which I think is what we did in St. Paul this year, and what we're seeing in Washington, D.C., which is really kind of things are ground to a halt.
Well, what I like about a discussion like this is that you mentioned housing, National Guard, Head Start, senior nutrition programs. When people in general talk about sequestration and the effect that it's having, you often hear people say, well, it doesn't affect me. I don't notice the difference. You know, it's the president isn't having tours through the White House. Who cares about that? That's no big deal. Get rid of that stuff. They turn it into a political issue instead of a people issue. But as I've tried to do on this program, as you just pointed out, there are real people being affected by these cuts. This isn't something that just is some nebulous idea where it's a rest stop in Western North Dakota that's being closed. There are people in Clay County. There are people in Norman County who might go without a meal tonight or tomorrow or next week because these programs are being cut. And that's real. I mean, those are our neighbors. Those are the citizens of Minnesota or North Dakota that this is affected by. And I don't think we hear nearly enough about those things. So I'm excited that these things are being discussed and they're getting out there, Representative Thiessen. Yeah.
Well, no, and it is important that people that we're able to put the face on some of these things. And you know, in the end of the day, like you were saying about education, you know, if we don't provide the senior nutrition services, you know, a couple meals a week that allow someone to stay in their home, that person is going to be in assisted living or nursing home at much higher cost to all of us. And so, it's that upfront investment that we need to think about that will actually serve all of us in the long term.
All right. Speaker Thiessen, thank you. Thanks for taking time out today. Always good to talk to you. Let's not make it so long between visits, okay?
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
You bet. Paul Thiessen, he is the Speaker of the House of the great state of Minnesota.